Repeating what she told Congress during her confirmation hearing earlier this month, Ambassador Susan Rice said the United States' goals at the United Nations are fourfold.
Strengthening the capacity of the organization to engage effectively in complex peace operations at a time when the burdens and the challenges placed on the institution are greater than ever. Advancing our national and collective agenda to address climate change and the challenges of nonproliferation are two other important objectives. And putting the United States at the center of international efforts to support poverty reduction, development, fighting disease, and achieving the Millennium Development Goals.
She said President Barack Obama's view is clear, that the United States' security and well-being can best be advanced in cooperation and in partnership with other nations.
There is no more important forum for that effective cooperation than the United Nations. And I am looking very much forward to engaging in a cooperative, constructive fashion with my colleagues here in New York.
Asked to comment on what action the new administration might take on Iran's nuclear pursuits, Ambassador Rice said the United States remains deeply concerned about the threat that program poses to the region and the international community. She said the U.S. would pursue vigorous diplomacy that would be both directly with Iran and continued collaboration with the other four permanent members of the Security Council and Germany through the group known as the P5 Plus One.
Dialogue and diplomacy must go hand in hand with a very firm message from the United States and the international community that Iran needs to meet its obligations as defined by the Security Council, and its continued refusal to do so will only cause pressure to increase.
In Africa, Ambassador Rice has said the slow deployment of UN peacekeepers to the Darfur region of Sudan is unacceptable. She told reporters that in her meeting with the UN Secretary General, they discussed effective efforts to support the full deployment of the peacekeepers so there is the capacity on the ground to fully protect civilians there from the ongoing genocide. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.